And with us in the studio this morning is Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the holidays. What should we be aware of? Anything in particular?
Well, we're certainly past Thanksgiving, but we're certainly into the holiday season with Christmas and New Year's coming up. And, there's going to be a lot of travel. We certainly had probably our biggest travel weekend here this last weekend, but obviously Christmas is another big travel time of the year. And, we just got to maintain our travel safety and driving. And, now with the winter, the weather changing and snow and potentially ice, et cetera, we just got to be a little more patient and just take our time and just change our driving habits, in general. And then I also think, we always look at this as such a joyous time of the year, and it certainly is. But for some people, it can certainly bring on other issues. Maybe some people that are alone and or have family issues. We seem to see some domestics and depression that we get called to assist people who maybe aren't feeling so good about themselves. So, just encourage people to seek that help that's out there and to utilize those resources that we have here. So,
and we do have pretty good resources.
Certainly do. For a small community, we certainly do, and that's something that's great about Cook County and Grand Marais. Is that we may be a small community, but there are those resources out there, and they can always call the law enforcement center, and we can always get them steered in the right direction. Who they need to talk to, but. It's a great time of the year, but with all the travel and all that going on, it's just something we just need to be a little more careful.
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, speaking of driving, distracted driving, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, last Wednesday, myself and my chief deputy went to Duluth to interview a victim of an assault at St. Mary's, and. We were on our way home. We were going down 14th Avenue West, or I'm sorry, 14th Avenue East, and I was driving, and we came to a stop sign, and Leif and I were, I'm assuming we're probably just talking about the case. We just, got done interviewing the victim and came to a stop sign. I stopped and let a pedestrian go through and looked to my left. It was a one-way going from westbound to east, or I'm sorry, from east to west, and looked the other direction, even though I didn't have to, let the pedestrian go by. I didn't take that second look, and I pulled out, and ended up getting T-boned by a vehicle. And, a one-ton truck that hit the squad, hit the rear, more towards the rear of the squad, but spun us around, and it was a distracted driver. We were talking, and we always get concerned about the cell phone use, et cetera, in a vehicle, but we also be reminded that we can be distracted by other things and just talking to a passenger. And there was an article in the paper here, I think it was a Minneapolis paper, where a trooper here just recently collided with a vehicle on his, because he was on his laptop in a squad car, and they talked about all the distractions and being passenger being one of them. And I can say, well, I was there just a week ago. I was a distracted driver with a passenger and just didn't take that second look and didn't see the vehicle coming. So
yeah, because so often, and I notice it all the time, simply because I'm not a big cell phone user. But I'll be coming into a parking spot, even here in town, and somebody comes whipping in, and they've got the cell phone up to their ear, and I'm just wondering how much you can take in. We are in the interest of full disclosure here, even radio listening it can be a distraction.
It certainly can
vehicle.
Be. No, I mean there's a lot of distractions, and we just have to remind ourselves in the vehicle we got to concentrate on our driving and try to minimize those distractions as much as possible. I mean, having a passenger or having the radio on, you can't eliminate everything. That's understandable, but we just really need to concentrate. And I'm a prime example. I was distracted there, and luckily nobody was seriously hurt, and we could walk away from it. But it could have been much worse.
Well, there's all kinds of external reasons, but in my case, it's daydreaming sometimes.
Certainly, yes. This is kind of our quiet time. We're very fortunate over the deer season. We didn't have any major incidences. No major lost persons and/or people that might have been shot or self-inflicted. Unfortunately, that happened in other parts of the state. There seemed to be a lot of accidents with tree stands, and we were very fortunate here in Cook County. So, now with entering the winter season, we've got ice safety. And just to remind people to be very careful on the ice, that it may look safe, but they need to test it before you go out there. They say 4 inches for walking and 5 for a snowmobile and, around a foot for a vehicle. But You just got to be very, very careful. We certainly don't want anything tragic with somebody going through the ice, and just to make sure people, when they go out on the ice, to just test the ice before they go out there. So,
yep, the fish will still be there. You can wait another week.
That's correct. Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. We'll be back to you, hopefully, just before New Year's.
Sounds good to me.